Hello, my loves. I have missed you. It has been far too long. I'm so excited to read this story to you today. But before we get started, I want to share that life has been lifing pretty hard, but in the best way. I am newly engaged, and I've just been celebrating that, being in the energy of that, processing every feeling that I've ever felt in my whole life. It has been the loveliest of adventures. I didn't think that marriage was going to be in the cards for me and got really surprised with this one. So it's been a really, really fun adventure. So, but I want to get back to the regularly scheduled program of reading the things to you. So here we go. How is she going to tell him? How could she possibly fit all the words, the feelings, everything she contained into right now? And instead of saying anything, she pulled all her tear-drenched words, the sticky emotions, the raw human of her into the glass container that she kept in the trapdoor of her heart. They thought they knew her. Thought she was an open book, and she was. Except there were chapters torn out and squirreled away into the crevices of her body that didn't see the light of day. He sat across from her, a sweating cocktail in his hand, hers barely touched. He knew something was off. Gone was the light in her eyes that he had grown accustomed to, in its place, something hard, sharp, and glittering. The thought of getting close to it, close enough to touch it, whatever she was keeping in there, pulled on him, pulled at some unknown space in his chest. He felt tension mixed with desire, laced with fear. He reached for her hand. She knew she was confusing him. She knew what she looked like. The part of her that guarded the trap door, the part that was rarely out, was front and center, deciding whether or not she wanted to say what was going on or devour him. Pulling him into her, focusing on the feel of his body against hers, was sometimes the only way she knew how to let herself process enough of her emotions to where she could string them together, put words to them, and tell him. Leading with words instead of with her pussy sometimes made the experience of sharing and expressing messy in a way that led to her shutting down when she was desperately trying to connect to him, despite it looking like she was pushing him away. The trapdoor stayed protected when her intensity took the place of her confetti-showered laughter, twinkly gaze, and softness. Everyone always loved the champagne-bubbled party girl cupcake version of her. No one knew what to do with this version. What? She asked in a tone that was harsher than she intended. Nothing. I You tell me. I feel like something is up with you. He watched her take her first sip of her cocktail, her eyes staying on his. What would be up with me? She challenged. Taking his hand off his drink, he leaned forward and said, "Don't think I don't see it." She doubled down on the trap door and leaned back against the velvet of the chair she was sitting in. She knew she was being difficult on purpose, and she wanted to see what he would do with it. He saw the briefest slip of her mask when he said the words to her. He had no idea what she was keeping to herself, but just the threat of him seeing it made her trip up. It's not that he wanted to play games with her, he wanted to soften whatever had her so locked up. Do tell, my dear, she replied with a tone that made him feel no matter what he said, he'd get it wrong. Let's go. He reached for his wallet and placed his card down on the little table between them. He wasn't going to force her to talk if she didn't want to, but maybe she'd be open to something else. Surprise darted across her features. Where are we going? She asked, placing her drink down. My place. He decided if she wasn't going to talk, he'd take her back to his apartment where it was quiet, just the two of them, and not a busy restaurant to see if she'd shift even just a little bit. She held statues still as the server came over, tapped his card on a handheld device, and minutes later they were outside. "Thank you," she said, knowing she was acting like a stray animal that was ready to bite the hand that was trying to feed and be tender with her. "You're welcome," he replied, lacing his fingers with hers. Disgust pushed through her body. It wasn't his touch that was sparking such an intense reaction, but a part of her that wasn't used to care and tenderness when she was consumed with grief and frustration with herself for feeling anything in opposition to happiness. Shame followed the disgust and the desire to let go of his hand and tell him she wasn't feeling well, to take her home, was so loud in her mind she was deaf to anything outside of it. Deep down, under the white noise of her discomfort, was a desire for closeness, to be seen and witnessed, but it felt too hard to ask for it, the label of too much glued to her sensitive skin. She knew he was different, but she wasn't yet. As they approached his car, he let go of her hand to fish his keys from his pocket, and after unlocking the door, opened it for her. She slid in and fastened her seatbelt. "You know you can talk to me, right?" he offered as he started the car. She turned to look at him, finding his gaze fixed on hers. "Of course." The trap door was bulging against the locks she set on it now. Tears threatened to spill over her mascaraed lashes. That harsh voice berating her for feeling too much, for not talking, and then for not trusting him to stay once she did. She felt trapped inside herself. They arrived at his apartment in silence. He was trying to be patient, but the air of discomfort seeping out of her was difficult to navigate with nothing to go on except she was practically silent when she was normally so talkative. He watched her take off her coat and hang it up in the hallway before taking off her heels. "What are you looking at?" she snapped. Her piercing tone shocked him, and he understood something was hurting her and she was holding it. And instead of asking her again to say something to tell him, he quickly moved toward her, grabbed her wrist, and led her to his bedroom and pushed her on the bed. Unbuckling his belt and pulling it off, he stepped towards the edge of the bed where one of her legs dangled, the other bent at the knee, foot on the mattress, the rest of her propped up on her elbows. Her mouth gaped open like she didn't know whether to be mad or turned on. "What are you doing?" she asked. He climbed on top of her, placed his hand on her chest, applying the lightest pressure before sliding it down the center of her. "Is this okay?" he asked, gathering up the hem of her dress, pulling it up to her hips. She nodded. He pushed his hand down her rose petal's soft inner thigh until his fingers reached her knee and then slid back up, placing his palm to her pussy. "Has it been like this all night? You not wearing underwear?" he whispered in her ear, and she nodded again, the tiniest smile appearing on her delicate mouth. Touching everywhere but her clit on purpose, he brought his mouth to her neck, carefully kissing her as if she might fly away at any moment, until he reached her jaw and she turned to meet his lips with hers. The feel of her was tentative at first and blossomed into something more hurried and deeper. She wrapped her arms around him, and he could feel whatever was so tightly wound in her begin to unravel. The more she kissed him, the more she wanted him. She pushed her hips up to meet his, finding him hard against her. The need to have him in her mouth to push her tongue into his shaft spread heat through her hips, but that would come later. "Take your clothes off," she told him, wiggling to get out from underneath him so she could do the same. He stood to undress, watching her as she watched him, that hard shine in her eyes still there, but something was dissolving around the edges. She took her dress off, and when he joined her on the bed again, she reached for his cock and eased him inside of her, feeling a tremendous sense of relief fill her up. She wrapped her legs around his hips and held him tightly as he pushed in and out of her. He felt her body's acceptance of his, the joy of her pleasure soaking his cock, which turned him on even more. Fucking her harder, listening to the sound of her voice, feeling the softness of her skin beneath his, had him ready to let go, but he wanted to hear her come first, maybe fill her up at the same time. I want to get on top of you, she said to him, pushing his hair off his forehead. He eased out of her, kissing her lightly on the lips, and then switched places with her. Climbing on top of him, easing his cock back into her, she wrapped her fingers around each of his wrists and held them above his head. Closing her eyes, she took the lock off the trap door in her heart. Maybe she would tell him about the hard things, maybe she wouldn't, but for now, all she wanted was this. Hips grinding into his like she was searching for something, she leaned down to kiss his mouth and neck before propping herself back up again, fingers still intertwined with his, a well of emotion threatening to spill out of her. Pleasure was sometimes the route into the hard things, into the compartments, folders, trapdoors, and little boxes she kept things in that aren't allowed to surface. The protective parts of her were slipping away as the door was unlocking and opening wider and wider as she experienced the sensation of orgasm rising up from some hidden place deep inside of her. As he watched her come, he couldn't hold back any longer and filled her up as her voice filled his bedroom with her pleasure. Catching her breath, she let go of his hands, eased him out of her body, and collapsed, placing her head on his chest, his heartbeat loud in her ear. I have something to tell you, she whispered. I know, he replied and waited.